This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you haven't been listening for the last 2 hours, first of all, what have you been doing?
What's up, man?
But secondly, this might not make sense to me. Speaking of internet, Kevin, can you ask your mom where my router is? I ordered it from AT&T. She's been retired for a while.
Why?
Because
she wanted to retire.
She was older and wanted to spend time with her children.
Yeah, that's all you had to say.
Believe it or not, do you want to know one of the real reasons?
You made it. Oh my gosh, I don't know.
You do.
Okay.
It might surprise you. In middle school, I made the basketball team for our middle school, but I couldn't go because I only had one present parent,
gotcha.
I'll say. And so she was working to take care of me and my sister, and we couldn't figure out all the logistics of how to get me to practice, get me back every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next year, she took a retirement buyout.
That's pretty amazing.
Her own business.
This is why your mom's the best.
She is.
That's pretty amazing.
She's awesome. Love you, Mom.
That is a real, and that was the beginning of Kevin being able to dunk. He wouldn't have been able to dunk if she hadn't put in that time for him.
What a physical marvel I would be if that was able to happen. All right. It's time for our Dallas Stars and Dallas Mavericks super segment.
Do
you want to start with the Stars? Or do you want to start with the Mavs? We can bounce back and forth.
Let's start with the Mavericks right now.
Okay.
Because I want to look up some star stuff from our good friend Robert Tiffin before we get rolling here.
All right. By the way, tell Robert we're working at breakfast at Tiffin's.
Okay.
So, to the surprise of nobody, Mark Stein reported last evening that Jason Kidd's contract is expected to be extended before the start of the season.
Look, okay.
We talked about this a lot when it came to all the discussions with the Knicks. Does he really want to be the head coach in the Knicks? I don't know. Maybe if we have him on again, I would 100% ask him that question. But I think a lot of people viewed it as a negotiating tactic, right? And it looks like it's worked. And look, if you're here to win in the short term, Jason Kidd makes a lot of sense. Like, if you go off of what Nico said, probably didn't make the most sense in the world to bring in a new coach that might piss off a couple of your key players.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes no sense. So the idea that he's going to get a contract extension, whether you think he just earned it on the merits or whether because he was dabbling with the Knicks, whatever, looks like that's going to get done.
It's pretty genius.
I see the appeal.
The saying is, for every crisis, there's an opportunity.
Yes.
And when the Mavericks were in crisis.
Yes.
Whenever they traded Luka. Do we speak of this anymore? Is it something we've kind of moved on from?
That's up to you.
But whenever that happened, the Mavs went into crisis mode. And if I'm an agent of a head coach on that team, the first thing I'm doing is, do you want somebody navigating these waters for the next 3 years? You better pay them.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was genius on Jason Kidd's crew. to go in there and make that happen.
You know what? I just want to go back to your other question real quick as well. Just me personally, unless something big happens with Luka or Anthony Davis, I'm pretty good with like living my life. I'm going to keep monitoring Luka, of course, but I know there are a lot of people who want to like relitigate that like all the time. And I don't care about that.
I'm with you too. I don't want to go through that, but somebody was tweeting at me last week, while I was on vacation, mind you, which I was like, leave it alone, Corey.
It's tough.
But they tweeted and they said, yeah, Corey bringing up 2011 all the time and the Rangers and the World Series.
He does that to piss us off.
Does that piss off people when you just mention the Luka trade?
Probably.
Is it the same? Like, does it piss you off as much as
look?
Whenever I did that on purpose. Now I feel like it's a time period. It goes back to this is the before the merger. This is the BC. This is the time period that this happened was the Luka trade. Once that happened, it became a time period that we can all point to and say that's when this trend started.
See, it depends on what happens next. Because I've told you, Corey, I told you on and off air. It also bothered me when you brought up 2011 because I hadn't really got a closure. Like, I hadn't gotten closure. It bothered me when people would bring up the 2006 NBA Finals until you won the title in 2011. Mm-hmm. So until, like, you see the Anthony Davis-led Mavericks win a title, I bet for a lot of people, they'd be like, no, I don't want to hear it. Shut the hell up.
Yep.
And maybe even after that, some people still feel that way.
Gotcha.
All right. Speaking of kind of maybe somebody who's involved with that trade, Cooper Flagg. Maybe he wasn't. Don't know. But I have thoughts. So Cooper Flagg was at Fort Worth Country Day School yesterday for the Mavericks Hoop Academy. I just think it's really cool, specifically this. Not only is he giving back to the kids, but you could see with those kids, you could hear with those kids, he's already their guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it makes sense, right? If you're an elementary school kid, There's a decent chance you are not like locked in on Luka just yet, depending on how old you are. Maybe if you're like a fifth grader, you're like, oh my God, I'm still devastated over it. But like you're kindergarten, first, second grade, maybe you just haven't really got into sports yet. And like Cooper Flagg can be your dude and you won't even care or particularly remember Luka being part of the Mavericks. So I appreciate those kids getting a really sweet opportunity and hopefully we'll get to interview him next week. So I can ask him my F shirt question.
Hey, I hope he's all in. I really do.
By the way, one other quick note there. The Knicks did officially hire Mike Brown as their next head coach.
Good for them.
Because they heard Jason Kidd was going to get an extension. I don't know if that was the case. We've heard it's kind of looked like it was going to be Mike Brown for a minute.
Remember that New York media wanted to keep pushing that. And it must have been somebody in the Knicks organization that was like, they haven't said no yet.
Right.
Jason Kidd has not said no yet. So right. I'll just leave it at that. And maybe that was the thing.
I don't know.
I think it is.
On the Stars front, can you go ahead and give me cut number 8, please, good sir? Because we talked about the rumors yesterday. The rumors are facts, and Foxa is back.
Steelers lost it. Grabbed by the Blues and Nathan Walker. At the line for Foxa. Shoots. He scores! Foxa with a rocket! And the Blues have taken a 3-1 lead with 34 seconds to go.
And so I think originally the number that we had heard was $3 million per, but now came out yesterday. I believe Leah Assimakopoulos threw this out there that it's a 3-year deal worth $2 million per year. So 3 years, $6 million to bring Foxa back to Dallas. He had spent the entirety of his career with Dallas until he went to St. Louis last offseason. How are you guys feeling about bringing a familiar face back here with the Stars for a cheap price, which they can't afford.
That's the most important part for Nil, is how do I get people that are capable of playing and cheap and fit the system and might even be able to go along with Glenn Gullitson's approach. Like that could be another thing too, is how much does Gullitson have some say on that? Because they've been interviewing.
Sure.
You know, this process, by the way, Gullitson's daughter is playing at Hillsboro Junior College.
Oh.
And they knew that about 6 weeks ago. So that's another factor in some of this that's going on.
Interesting.
So, him being around is probably something. But he had high praise for Jamie Benn. There's a lot going on there. But yeah, I think it's nice to... Yeah, JUCO softball in Hillsboro. And they knew that about 6 months ago. So Gullickson really wanted to defeat...
That certainly didn't
He wanted to beat Pete DeBoer so he would get fired.
I don't... You know what? Maybe.
Also,
I was going to say I don't think so, but I don't know that.
Leah did ask Jim Nill if they're planning to move on from Matt Dumba.
Yeah, what did they say about that?
He said they have multiple options that they're looking at.
That's a yes.
No decisions yet.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead and mark that down as a yes. I'll do that for you. All right. So, I wanted to give you a look at what could the Stars lines look like next year. All right? Yeah, now, you'll probably see some shuffling, especially since I think like Benn and Robertson are really your only actual left wingers. So we might change this. All right. First line, Robertson, Henson, Rantanen.
Okay.
Second line, you feel good about that,
man,
I would assume.
I love Robertson as a facilitator.
Okay.
And I'm curious if Rantanen works best with a facilitator or if Rantanen's best with three dudes on the ice that can all do it themselves.
Yeah. That's a good question. Second line, Steele, Duchesne, Sagan. Third line, Benn, Johnston, Bork. That's a heck of a third line. Fourth line, Bach, Foxa, and Blackwell. Now, Blackwell, you just brought Bach.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. That's on me.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I appreciate you so quickly taking credit for
it. That was fair. That was terrible. And then Foxa, obviously, we were just talking about. So that could theoretically be your fourth line.
It's still a little...
You don't love it?
It's a little... still not as physical as I want it to be.
Okay.
Like, that's still... They lack it.
Let me tell you the defense pairings, but...
I
have a feeling it's
Kevin,
not going to change
fine.
Your mind.
The defensive pairings are fine.
Yeah.
I still need more physical forwards.
Yeah. I gotcha.
They're very skilled players.
Well, guess the unfortunate part is I think you're kind of locked in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see a whole bunch of names in those four lines that they would be willing to move off of. Maybe two.
I gotcha.
All right, so for the defensive pairings, Lindell and Haskinen.
Okay.
Harley and Labushkin. Bischel and Lundqvist. And whoever we replace Dumba with and Petrovich. Or Dumba. He said there's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shocked if that changes to go along with Petrovich, with Onger, and DeSmith, of course.
It's another deep team.
Yeah.
It's a pretty deep team that how can you get younger players into cycle them in?
Yeah.
And get them some experience this season so that you can start depending on them in the future. But that's difficult to do with as many veterans as they have, but it does sound like you still have a lot of younger players that are growing into that spot. Maverick Bork being on that line would be great to see him go through a full season. So it's still a good team that can win a cup.
So Dumba and maybe Labushkin, if you're looking to move out some money and maybe see if you can find like that more toughness factor out there, either in a trade or on free agency. Because as we said, the Stars pretty much at this point, they have no money.
Yeah.
You can find ways to make things happen.
When is the, when's the salary cap going up in hockey? Do they do that every year? Or they're like, we've gone up $400,000.
I think the fact that they have had two work stoppages in the last 20 years has given them a much more measured approach to their raises of the salary cap.
Fine.
Sorry, Corey.
Work stoppage.
Where the can't. No, no. That is not what I'm recommending.
Kevin just told everybody out there to stop work.
No, that is not.
I'll be back.
No.
Monday, I guess.
Everybody except for Alec and Corey.
What?
No. Keep working if you're currently working.
Oh, of course. Kevin's the one telling everybody to work harder.
We're the KNC masterpiece. What's happened right here on 105.3
The
Fan?
Wait till tomorrow.
Coming up, coming up next, the teams with the best duos at every NFL position. Did I convince Spittle to give Corey a talking to in the break? And Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy, all part of the Expressway, next on The Fan.
Third and two. Stafford in trouble. He's sacked. Brought down by Jalen Carter.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy coming up in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I'd seen this list from Pro Football Focus, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it earlier in the week. And I kind of wanted to, or I guess last week, since you guys were on vacation, I kind of wanted to chop it up with you guys.
Aww.
And if this is scary at all, because of the configuration of the list.
Okay.
All right.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, which team has the best duo of running backs in the league?
I would still say Detroit.
Yep. With Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I think that is very fair. Which team in the NFL do y'all think has the best pair of wide receivers?
This is a tough one. Because I still think Cincinnati's at the top of the list.
Who else is in consideration for you then?
I think the Cowboys have a fantastic couple right there.
Okay.
I'll throw those two names out there.
Okay. Alec, Cincinnati the way to go?
I'd lean Cincinnati, but yeah, the Cowboys make an intriguing option there.
Eagles get consideration.
Dude, the Eagles are definitely, and the Bucks, Chris Godwin, yeah. Mike Evans, and like that's a group. How do you feel about Davante Adams and Puka Nacua?
I would have them a step below
Puka's
the
is
rest.
Often injured, but God, that dude can play. And Davante Adams is really good too. So. I think that's a good conversation for sure.
All right. So Pro Football Focus went with the Lions and the running backs and the Bengals on the wide receiver. Sweet. All right. We're going to go past tight end. They have the Ravens with Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely.
Okay.
Offensive tackles.
Who has the best offensive tackles?
Who has the best pair of offensive tackles. Because unfortunately, this is a spot where if you're just focusing on the Cowboys, you're like, that feels like there's a lot of questions at both of your tackle positions, and their ability to play well this year might well dictate where you go.
I'm kind of where probably the Eagles with Lane Johnson and Mailata.
Yep.
And then I don't know how San Francisco stacks up with Trent Williams and whoever they have on the other side.
So Jordan Mailata.
Oh, for the Chargers. With Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater.
They could not beat out the tandem
of
Mailata and Lane Johnson from the Eagles. Best offensive tackles. Best guards. Joe Beauty and Jonah Jackson from the Chicago Bears. Let's go back to the interior of the defensive line. Which team has the best pair of interior defensive linemen? And let's see if you start to notice the trend.
The Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles. You agree with that, Alec?
Sadly.
Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Teams are terrified of them.
That is, I think, and like, just think about it. They lost Milton Williams.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know what? We can absorb that.
Yeah. I mean, they actually, Kevin, they go from a pretty, most of the last 10 years being dominant at that position anyway to being even more dominant at that position. So that's terrifying to me.
It really is. Now, spoiler alert, you're going to hear them again in just a minute.
Okay.
But before we get to that, best tandem of edge defenders. Go with the Steelers here.
It kind of depends on if you think TJ Watt's going to be there this year.
I do.
But I would say yes.
Since I do, I go, it's TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith. Cornerback, I'm going to give you a couple of the others real quick. Cornerback, Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter.
Stingley's awesome, dude.
He is.
Watch him play and just enjoy his toughness and the way he plays.
Absolutely. For the Texans, and then for safety, Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch from the Lions. But what I want you to consider real quick is you wouldn't have the Cowboys even in the mix for tandem of running back. You mentioned they are very much in the mix for wide receiver, so that's awesome. Probably wouldn't have them in the mix for tight end. Definitely wouldn't have them in the mix for offensive tackle. You might, at the end of the season, have them in the mix for guard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not prepared to say that just quite yet. Definitely not at interior defender and just injuries and hopes of Sam Williams and some other players. That just hasn't come to fruition. That would keep you away from the edge defender. Also, linebacker. I don't think you would be in the mix for linebacker.
No, and it's not like you could have gotten any good linebackers either. Like, you were never in position to get one in the draft.
Can you take a wild guess as to Corey already rolled his eyes, so I think he's going to get this right. Can you take a wild guess as to which team has the top linebacking tandem in the NFL?
I'm watching them right now run a touchdown in. Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean.
There you go. For the Philadelphia Eagles. So what I want you to think about here, and this is what's terrifying to me. So again, this is just one source, Pro Football Focus. But I don't think that we feel like these ratings are necessarily out of line. So the Bengals, Ravens, Bears, Steelers, and Texans, they all got one of the categories. And then the Lions got two of the categories at safety and running back. And certainly don't think you would have the Cowboys in the mix for safety right now either. They're one of only two teams to hit in multiple categories. The other one is the Eagles, and the Eagles lead the way in three different categories: linebacker, interior defender, and offensive tackle. So I want you to think about, and this is what
they're a balanced good team.
They really are. And this is what really bothered me about, like, people talking about the prospects of winning the NFC East. I would love it. I hope so. But we have the Eagles, who have three honest-to-goodness best tandems.
Mm-hmm.
And I said maybe the Cowboys would be in position to have a conversation about two tandems. I'm not even saying win. I'm just saying even be in a realistic conversation. They have two.
And that kind of puts you in the, they would be in position to have a conversation about winning the division.
Correct.
But that's about it.
Yes.
Because of what that, what that team is. And somebody said, seems like Corey really is an Eagles fan. He knows all of them. And LOL.
Those are some of the best players in the league.
Yeah, and that's why. For the record. Like, and plus, we play them twice a year, and then I'll watch them during the playoffs.
Man, that's
true.
Because
they play a lot of playoff games.
You know what? I'm really glad that you said that, because Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis are the epitome of that to me, where it's like sickening how good they are.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hold it against them, but kind of you do because you're a Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. But they're just so good. And the fact
it's Tim Duncan again.
Yes.
You know, I hate the team. Ah, the player's good.
I think Milton Williams, if we go back, if I remember correctly, should have been in line to potentially be the Super Bowl MVP. And they're like, you can go. And he left. And guess what? They still got rated as having the best two. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Well, I should hope after a win, it's going really well, right?
Right, right. Well, much needed one, right? You know, tough 4 days there, consecutive extra inning games. And so it's always good to, you know, to break a streak there. Guys did well, man. Jacob, he just continues to amaze me. And Lats, you know, going 3 innings, so helped us kind of reset the bullpen.
You know, I was really fascinated when you were talking about the string of extra innings games. You've talked about how, you know, maybe that one game-winning hit can spark things and the team. And so I was curious, is the opposite true where 3 out of those 4 extra inning games didn't go y'all's way? Do those losses hurt even more, even though I get it, every game counts the same in the standings, but do they kind of sting a little bit more, potentially bring you down?
Oh, I think they sting more, especially when you're at home and you're in extra innings and your pitcher goes out there and keeps them from scoring. I mean, it's just a huge advantage for you. Now you're just looking for productive outs. You don't even need a base hit. And the chances that we had, and you know, the losses in those extra inning games, yeah, that makes it even that much more frustrating. Now, to your point, maybe at times they do put a little added pressure on themselves when they don't come through, or you know, have a game that we lose and then it comes up again. And but to have 4 of them, they might have felt it a little bit. I don't know. But you have to remember, in those games, too, you are seeing the team's best on the other side, their best relievers, just like you're seeing our guys. And I like to think it doesn't, but I think it's a fair question. I think in some cases, maybe it does.
I hope you believe this is a fair question as well. In a merit-based sport, is it fair to say that a trip back to the minors might be in consideration or maybe even needed for Josh Jung?
Oh, these are things, discuss daily, CY, myself, the staff, on all subjects, as far as the team, what we can do, to help this team win, but probably as important to help guys, get back to who they are. And so anyway, things are always being talked about like that.
You know, we always like to say, Boach, that hitting is contagious. Which one of these guys in this lineup do you think is the most contagious if they keep it going?
You know, I think anybody in the heart of our order, and I'm talking about Corey, of course, Marcus, and Dolly, the fashion he plays with. I think those guys are certainly guys that the rest of the team can feed off. Now, it can be somebody down the bottom of the lineup do something big. Anything. I'll say this: when you don't hit, you look flat. You always say, "Well, they're not into it today." Well, when you're not hitting, nothing's happening, and you're not getting guys on base, so it just has a look to it. Now, you get somebody that gets on base, and I'll just say, Hellman, for example, here he walks, still second, scores. I mean, in that dugout, it was going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's baseball. It just brings so much more energy. And so I think really anybody can do it. But, of course, it's always your core guys, the guys are waiting for, you know, to do something.
Yeah, I think last night, you know, Haim started off with the big hit, and then all of a sudden, Dolas, you know, is on base all the time. I saw the energy going. What was your favorite part of Ozuna's home run? Because the celebration, I loved. I mean, he did a great job celebrating it when he hit it. He knew it. And I watched him in the dugout telling the story over and over and over. And I was just kind of curious from your perspective, like when you see him get his first home run for the first time, like what did you like the most about it all?
Well, I'll start with just, you know, how excited he was.
Yeah.
You know, you love for these guys to play with passion. And he's a guy that walks in his clubhouse. He's got a big smile on him. All day, and that's who he is. And so, you know, to see him enjoy it the way he did. Now, I thought it was number 500 because he—that's what he acted like. I mean, he watched it, he enjoyed it, went around, he did the big hop and skip and high-fived Beasley, and so it was pretty cool that, you know, he did act like, you know, hey, this isn't the first one.
I'm so glad that you said that, because one of my questions was going to be, is there any tiny part of you that's like, hey, calm down. I've seen a lot of home runs. Okay. Just a little bit. That's amazing.
Yeah. No. You want these guys enjoying, you know, and I tell you, it's a big home run, you know, extended lead. It was huge at the time.
What if,
a nice two-out rally, yeah. You know, two outs, nobody on, somebody gets on and we pop one, you know, it was perfect.
What, if any, pitch restrictions will Eovaldi have tonight? I know 45 pitches in the return on Friday. What are you guys looking at this evening?
Yeah, anytime, you know, when they're in a progression like this, you can go up 10, 15 pitches. So, you know, possibly 60 tonight. So, again, it's watching him. You know, the effort he's having to put in, the stress of the inning, the number of pitches in that inning, and all those things add up. But, he could go four or five innings.
Do you ever have to have, like, a conversation or maybe even an argument if those pitches go really, really smoothly where the pitcher will be like, hey, I'm cruising, give me one more inning, regardless of what the pitch count is?
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot, yeah. You got to know them well enough to be able to trust them, though, you know, because, you know, a lot of times they're going to say, I'm good. I think we have a staff that we have a pretty good read on, and watching them, Mike does a tremendous job. Mike Maddox, he's got such a great feel for these guys and their stuff. And it's something that we do ask the guys. We do check on them. You hate to sit there and the guys got it. 85 pitches and you don't even check on them. You know, that's a courtesy thing that almost every club does.
I know he's still building up, but how exciting is the prospect of having Eovaldi back and having that 1-2.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you.
Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grom of Aldi Punch, where I'm not saying you're going to win every game, but I imagine you go into both of those starters pretty darn confident.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, they have two veterans like that, the winners, great pitchers. Yeah, of course, you know, have them back to back, and you know, just to add to that, not you know, Nate, of course, he's one of the best all time. I'm talking about performing under pressure pitchers lately. That you know, that's in the game. But you look at what you know, Leiter and Rocker did. You know that. And Corbin, I can't leave out him. Yeah. He throws 110 pitches. He ends up getting a quality start. So these starters, man, I just can't, you know, say enough about the job they're doing along with this bullpen.
Last night, I think it was the eighth inning. Boach, Soto was for Baltimore was a little erratic. And when you see something like that happening, what's the first thing you say to the guys? Is it, hey guys, we're taking until he throws strikes, or be careful up there because this guy's not, he's all over the place. What's the first thing you want the guys to know?
Yeah. I mean, you want the guys to keep playing. It's what you do in this game. The game wasn't over at that point. But, yeah, anytime a lefty's wild and I have one of my left-hand hitters up there, yeah, it always makes me nervous and a ball running in on them and has a natural tail to it. And so, yeah, it's probably happens more in today's game, I think, than it used to because guys are coming up here so quick and they're not so much command guys as much as stuff guys. Just let it go and as hard as they can. And so, as you've seen, I mean, guys getting hit by pitches, it's trending upwards, and now you're getting, you know, the clearing of the benches more. And most of them, I don't believe they're intentional. Now the ones that who are retaliating are, yeah, you can tell they are. So, yeah, you just got to read it.
And I mean, obviously, I held my breath when Corey Seager got hurt last night, and I was kind of, do you get mad? Do you get mad whenever you see something like that, or you have to tell yourself to calm down? How do you feel whenever you see a Seager take one high and in?
Well, you hate it, man. It's true. You know what Corey means to this club. Anytime you get hit, yeah, you're not happy. Nobody's happy. Duran, he took a pretty good shot last night.
Yep.
Two strikes in. That's the part of the game you hate, especially around the hand area. I mean, we lost JJ last year. He broke his hand. I mean, Corey, he's gone, you know, gotten hurt with getting hit in the hand. That area is what makes me nervous.
What are your thoughts, or what are the unwritten rules of a couple of your guys get plunked like that? And even if it wasn't on purpose, you're like, well, we're going to respond.
Yeah, there's a point where you got to send a message. No doubt. You know, if their style is 0-2, we're going in, and then tell you, hey, okay. You know, we got some of that too. And so, yeah, you're reading it and doing what you think you need to do.
Now, obviously, we've all been disappointed about the injury of Tyler Mahle. Was having another starting pitcher who is having a phenomenal season in addition to your bullpen that you mentioned. I know he said he's optimistic. Is there hope, or do you really feel like there's actual hope that he can be back hopefully in September?
Oh, yeah. I have hope, sure. Yeah, I think he'll be back. And I mean, that's what you have to have, don't you?
Right.
I think our medical staff, our training staff, they do an incredible job. So, yeah, we'll get them ready.
So this could be for Tyler, but also something that Cody Bradford was saying the other day. I'm curious, in your history, what can players learn, or how can they evolve when they are injured and can only watch?
Oh, I think you can learn a lot. I think it's one of the great ways to learn is, through the optics of watching game, what's going on, reading swings for a pitcher, sitting there watching the hitter, watching him adjust, watching Jacob pitch and Nate. You can learn. Every day you can learn. I think I'm still learning when I watch hitters, reading their swings, things like that. And I tell you, it's almost like I wish sometimes pitchers would throw batting practice.
Oh.
Just to throw it and get the feel of just taking a little bit off occasionally. You'll get them out front, throw a little bit up, whatever. But just when them reading swings, they won't do it. But if they did it, I think they would learn from that, because I threw batting practice my whole life. And I knew if I just took a little bit off or cut it a little bit, they're done. So, it's pretty and you're not talking about, BP that's got velocity to it.
Real quick, Boach, Kevin and I both had the pleasure of covering Billy McKinney whenever he was in high school here in Plano.
Yeah.
And he popped on last night for the Rangers. And there was a time when Kevin almost got Billy to wear a cowboy hat for a newspaper story. And I was just kind of curious, do you think that we can kind of recreate that at some point and he'll actually wear it?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
Okay.
Work on it. I mean, if you ask me to mandate it, we'll see what we can do there now. But Billy, we're glad to have him. He's going to be out in left field tonight. I've seen him from the other side. He's been swinging the bat well down in Round Rock. And, with our situation, of course, with Carter on bereavement, we felt like we needed another left-handed bat. He gives us that, a quality at bat and some versatility to play first in the outfield. I will talk some today for you about this cowboy hat deal.
Thank you.
I would appreciate it. And if you needed any context, he was a freshman in high school, and their team, Plano West, was on their way to the state tournament.
Yep.
And so my logical headline was going to be Billy the Kid, and he would look awesome in a cowboy hat with a bat. You get it, right?
Yeah, I like it. Love it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Thanks, Coach. Well,
yeah, thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hi, guys. Great talking with you.
Yes, sir.
How great is that when you hear that laugh in the background?
You can hear him laughing.
He got
in the background.
It. He's like, I get it.
Yeah, I know where Kevin's vision is here. I see it.
You know what I really love, though? Your Boach is getting very good. He goes, I mean, if you need me to mandate it, I probably
can. I like that part. He was in on it. He was like, no, let's get this to happen. Unfortunately, we don't have the original. We didn't have a picture.
Yeah,
so we can't recreate
it's a disappointment.
It. But if we can get the first one, maybe even find his old Plano West jersey. I don't know.
This is how I knew he was going to make it to the majors. As a 14-year-old kid, he had the wherewithal to know not to put that hat on.
Smart job.
And he was like, he goes, I see what you're going for. And he goes, I would prefer not to. And I was like, well, sure, you can make whatever decision you want. No
it's your
problem.
Life, Bo.
All right. So one of the things that he said in there, in addition to shouting out the bullpen, and we talked about that a great deal yesterday, that you had the best bullpen ERA in all of Major League Baseball for the month of June. But the other thing that he was talking about there with Eovaldi, maybe 60 pitches tonight. So he got 45 pitches in the start on Friday. And so you got to think realistically, that means you're probably this start and then the next start. And then in the one after that would be closer to like your full capacity of potentially 90 pitches.
So you're hoping 4-5 innings. That's what you're hoping.
I would love to see that.
More likely 3 2/3 is kind of the range you'll be in.
Right.
But what did you do last night? You had lats out there and that was it.
Yep.
So you were able to save your bullpen, give your bullpen some opportunity because you knew that you would probably need this tonight. Now, did you know your team was going to score 10 last night and that was going to give you that flexibility? No.
True.
But once you saw it, you were like in Boach's mind, the first thing he was thinking was, I can throw lats out there for 3 innings and we can be done with this. And tomorrow we'll have some guys loaded.
And I know it's not a guarantee and like, your pitch count is not always directly reflective of how you're doing in the game, but I would be willing to bet if he gets through the fourth inning at or below that 60 pitch count, we feel pretty good about it.
I agree with you on, because you could have a great game where you struck out a bunch of dudes,
sure.
You had to work them for seven
for
pitches
sure.
Or you had to work them for a lot. But I will say there is something about the efficiency part of it and knowing you had a great night. Because Cliff Lee used to say all the time, that this was the thing that I learned most from Cliff Lee whenever he had his time here. I can't remember if it was Derek or CJ Wilson that told us this, but the line was, Cliff Lee said, hey man, most hitters are only successful at maybe 30% of the time. That means I'm successful 70% of the time. That's why I'm attacking the strike zone. Because I feel like my stuff's good enough 70% of the time. If they get one, oh well, that doesn't happen that often. So just attack the strike zone. So when you're Jacob DeGrom and you have that stuff, your mentality is to attack that way and you reduce your pitches because you're forcing them into other situations.
I'm going to give you guys an option right here. I know we've been wanting to talk about the best race car movies. And
we can throw that in. We can throw that tomorrow, dude.
I was going to say, Alec might vote for that since I asked him to pull a bunch of audio as well. But dude. Alec, do you know the national treasure that is Red Panda?
I am familiar, yes.
Did you see the terrifying news last night that Red Panda was injured? And if you're not familiar, Red Panda, she does all of the bits, all right? So she...
I've never seen Red Panda live, by the way. Never seen her live. I've heard and I've seen videos.
So I've seen her at multiple basketball games. That is the most logical spot. I don't know how difficult it would be to do what she does on turf or whatever. Certainly not on ice, although that would be amazing to watch. So she throws bowls up from like sometimes her knees, I think, but mostly her feet. And then catches and stacks them on her head.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
can't do that.
That sounds incredibly difficult.
I could barely do that. I don't think I could do that with my hands.
Okay. See?
So bring me some bowls.
You're respecting the skill. Well, G-Vag is next. So,
all right.
In addition to that, as if that's not enough, she does it on like a 12-foot high unicycle.
That's terrifying.
So that's amazing enough. So yeah, so she'll have these bowls and she'll flip them up in the air on the unicycle. She'll catch them on her head.
If you're not watching the fan camera right now, Kevin doing the flipping motions and everything is cracking me up.
I'm trying to give you the most authentic experience of it. And so she is unbelievable. And if you've never like watched what she does, like go watch a video or something like that. It is really impressive. Well, she had a tumble last night and she got hurt.
No.
And
this is her livelihood.
I think she's going to be okay.
Does she get paid even though she's not playing?
That I do not know.
She's going to have to get back out on the field
I
quick.
I can see how as an independent contractor, she's cleaning up, just bouncing from place to place. But I honestly don't know. So it got stopped less than a minute into the show, and they took her off in a wheelchair. I know she was having a couple of different issues, but you saw numerous athletes including like Caitlin Clark, reach out and say they hope that she was okay, because I feel like so many people are familiar with Red Panda, but this just shows like what she does is really difficult and kind of scary, that I just was in amazement that she was catching the bowls, not even thinking about like you could just fall off your unicycle.
While her appearances have decreased,
she's getting older.
The Washington Post, who always tells the truth, said that she reported that she earns per performance about $5,000.
Shut up. She's worth it. Actually, I don't know why I said that. She's worth it. Alec, you know what? I will do my best.
Have you even seen Red Panda?
I can't guarantee I'll give you the money because my wife will be mad. Aww. If you can learn how to unicycle on a 12-foot high unicycle and flip those bowls from your feet to your head, I will do everything in my power to get you $5,000.
A day.
I'll take that.
Probably just the one time.
Well, I think once you've done it once, you know he can do it again. So I think you push him harder after
that. I'll farm those payments out to other people. If you can learn how to do all those things, I will do my best.
Would you?
Fundraiser, GoFundMe, whatever.
When's Noah's birthday?
August 16th.
You got about a month.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe the fourth birthday. I'll tell you what. I guarantee you, if you're close on this and you tell me you can do it, we will not buy him any presents. I will take all of the money that was going to be for his presents, and I will give it to you. And if my wife gets mad, well, maybe he'll get presents anyway.
Love it. What are you talking about? She'll love it. And then Noah will be so happy.
You can do the show for Noah. We'll hire you as his birthday entertainment, and I will get this money to you.
Man, I don't hate it. When you guys were out, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago on Thursday, I was talking about I'm a man of entertainment. I've got many talents that I tried. I landed on radio because I sucked at all of them.
Oh,
so
you'd forever be the pride of Mansfield for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I gave up on ventriloquism, card magic, and all of it just to be a unicyclist.
From the 214, Red Panda's in 2K. And also from the 214,
see?
They want to call Alec Red Manda.
God, I hate all how right. much I like
Look.
That.
You remember we talked the other day about what your favorite meme is? Shut up and take my money.
Uh-huh.
You've already struck oil.
Yeah.
There's no need to keep digging.
Yeah.
All right. I'm already Red in Manda. On this. Okay. Side note, while we're talking about money.
Does he wear a cape?
I'm going to leave that up to him. If you master all these other skills, you can dress however the hell you want. You can wear a tank top. Speaking of money in sports, how much do you think the U.S. Senate passed a bill? How much money do you think was in there for World Cup security? And I'm not getting into the politics of everything else. How much
is this
money?
Is part of the big, beautiful
now,
bill?
No, I'm not talking about that. Right. How much do you think they have set aside for security for funding?
$800
million. Oh, that is a lot of money. Alec, what say you?
If Corey's going on the $800 million side of things, I'm going to say like $800,000.
Okay. Well, that was dumb. So, Corey, before I read this story, I would have thought that your opinion were what you said was the ramblings of a lunatic.
I feel like I saw that this bill, like, it was a huge number anyway.
$625 million.
Wow.
By the way, it also sets aside $1 billion for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So,
jeez.
I had no freaking idea. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know we're going to go to C-Vlog, but
I... something away. I was trying to do auto-tune.
T-Pain.
Yeah.
Right now. Don't worry. You probably didn't have a stroke.
Let's get something away.
We're giving away tickets for T-Pain. Caller number 10. We'll win a pair of tickets to go see him October 22nd at Toyota Music Factory. You can go, of course, buy these tickets or courtesy of Live Nation. You can win them for free right now. 877-881-1053. Coming up next, C-Block.
Our sister station has stolen our idea, but we support it. Next in the Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.